Welcome back for more of The Beatles' Long and Winding Road. I'm M.G. Kelly. Originally, Paul called his main character in this next recording Daisy Hawkins, but she wasn't the only prominent person in the song. He also had Father McKenzie, a name he randomly chose from the phone book. Before the track was finished, Paul renamed Daisy Hawkins Eleanor Rigby and came up with one of the most touching Beatle tunes of all time.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Even though the band was playing sold-out concerts and selling tens of millions of records, because some of the contracts they had signed earlier in their career, they were having trouble collecting their money.
I know we've earned it, but where's it gone? I've got to pay the tax someday. Yes. They won't. It's no good me saying, well, I never got it. The books say that it came to the Beatles, you know, or something like that, and we're going to have to pay tax the rest of our lives. That was my big worry. So it's no big news, though. We were robbed, so, you know, it's old hat stuff.
There are places I read. All my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. But when before, I know I'll.
One of Paul's favorite tunes from Revolver was inspired by his girlfriend, Jane Asher. McCartney re-recorded the song for inclusion in his movie, Give My Regards to Broad Street. It's called Here, There, and Everywhere.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Here, making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of the hand. Nobody can deny that there's something there. There, running my hands through my hair, both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but she doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share, each one believing that love never dies, watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care.
When John was asked how he came up with Nowhere Man, he said, I pictured myself sitting down doing nothing and getting nowhere when I thought of myself as a nowhere man sitting in this nowhere land.
He's a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command.
Nowhere man.
Coming up next, the Beatles begin wearing psychedelic versions of Victorian military uniforms, and Ringo rewrites a tune in order to stay out of the way of the flying tomatoes.
The breeze still blows across the infield, and the outfield is still natural grass. But Julia Murray is doing something her allergies and the pollen never let her do before. She's watching one of the finest 9-year-olds ever to play the game. Thanks to Benadryl, the histamine blocker. It actually blocks the histamine that triggers allergic reactions. It also lets Julia Murray watch her son, Jimmy, play ball. Take Benadryl, the histamine blocker, and take back your life. Use as directed.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6, pondering the great mysteries of science. Well, no, I'm not going to synthetically replicate DNA molecules or anything like that. Just trying to figure out why some places charge you 75 cents to make a local phone call. To me, that's something science may never figure out. After all, the only thing you're doing is making a phone call. It's not like you're trying to communicate with alien beings or something. Unless, of course, you call that uncle of yours nobody likes to talk about. Well, the point is, a plain old local phone call ought to be free as air. And at Motel 6, they are. And we won't saddle you with motel service charges on the long-distance calls, either. All you pay at Motel 6 is one low price for a clean, comfortable room and a good night's sleep to go along with it. No big science mystery there. Well, I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the photon-generating electrically agitated filament device on for you. That's a light bulb.